Installez-vous confortablement. Vous fermez les yeux. En abaissant les paupières doucement, en signe de retrait du monde extérieur, laissez votre corps étendre sa forme sur la surface où vous êtes installé. Votre respiration s'ajuste et devient plus abdominale. Vous vous relaxez à votre rythme. Peut-être même ressentez-vous votre inspiration plus profonde que lente ou plus lente que profonde, et vous pouvez même ressentir votre inspiration encore plus profondément que lentement ou plus lentement que profondément. Pendant que votre corps continue de s'installer, vous restez à l'écoute de ma voix. Même si certains bruits parviennent à vos oreilles, des bruits extérieurs. Bruits qui s'éloignent de plus en plus, comme tout ce qui s'éloigne tranquillement et lentement, ou tout bruit qui contribue à approfondir cet état de transe hypnotique qui se poursuit naturellement. Parfois, votre conscience se promène sur les sensations de votre corps, parfois sur ma voix, sur le timbre et le rythme de ma voix, un rythme apaisant et relaxant, et le conscient se laisse aller à la dérive, se laisse aller pleinement à cette expérience en cours. Laissez cette douce expérience parcourir votre visage, envelopper tous les muscles de votre visage, pendant que la détente gagne progressivement tous les muscles de votre corps. Simultanément, vous ressentez des sensations différentes qui se manifestent dans votre corps. Et chacune de vos respirations élimine les pensées dérangeantes, les images parasites, peut-être remplacées par une douce sensation. Une sensation de bien-être qui se poursuit dans tous les muscles de votre corps. Et au fur et à mesure de cette agréable détente, votre corps s'alourdit. Est de plus en plus lourd. Et vous ressentez cette lourdeur comme l'empreinte de votre corps sur cette surface où vous êtes confortablement installé. Lourde sensation agréable, comme allégée de tracas, de soucis et d'inconfort. Bien installé dans ce calme et cette détente qui parcourt votre corps et votre esprit. Peut-être êtes-vous maintenant à choisir. Choisir de ressentir, de vous détendre, ou de vous détendre pour ressentir, ou choisir de laisser votre corps se détendre pour ressentir, en profitant du plaisir de laisser votre esprit se relaxer, en se laissant aller aux sensations, en profitant du plaisir de la relaxation que cela vous procure de vous détendre en relaxant, tandis que votre esprit et votre corps se souviennent de se relaxer encore plus profondément que le moment précédent, à moins que vous ne laissiez votre subconscient se charger d'ajuster votre niveau de détente pour accentuer cette relaxation, pour encore mieux profiter de cette profonde détente, tandis que votre corps ressent davantage de sensations. La sensation de détente poursuit sa progression vers vos bras et laisse aller tout ce qu'il y a à laisser aller dans les muscles de vos bras, vos coudes, vos avant-bras, vos poignets, vos mains et chacun de vos doigts. Vos bras deviennent de plus en plus lourds. très lourd. Une sensation d'apesanteur se fait sentir, confortablement lourde. Vos jambes se décontractent, profondément lourdes, aussi profondément que la profondeur de votre laisser-aller, pour permettre de continuer à relaxer profondément, progressivement, vos cuisses, vos genoux, vos mollets, jusqu'à atteindre vos pieds, vos chevilles, vos talons et chacun de vos orteils qui se délasse complètement et totalement. Pendant que votre corps continue de se détendre, de se régénérer, de se réparer, de récupérer, peut-être également vous mettez en veille votre système nerveux qui se calme et régénère ses cellules complètement. Pendant que votre mental se repose, vous glissez doucement dans cette zone de conscience modifiée, où les ondes cérébrales sont entièrement ralenties et vous plongez tranquillement au plus profond de vous-même, comme si vos yeux s'intériorisaient. Prenez la relève pour voir à l'intérieur et descendre encore plus bas. Vous appréciez le calme et le bien-être profond qui s'installe en vous, dans votre corps, là, mais à la fois lointain, comme le subconscient qui régénère celui-ci. État de détente, parsemé de relaxation profonde, lente, plus profonde et plus lente. Maintenant que votre corps et votre esprit se reposent, votre subconscient est en éveil, accessible à toutes les suggestions hypnotiques que vous entendrez, comme vous m'entendrez compter de 10 à 1. Comptez doucement, tranquillement, pour vous permettre de descendre encore plus profondément. Le rythme de vos ondes cérébrales pour atteindre un rythme lent, un rythme bienfaisant, un rythme hypnotique. 10, 9, 8. Plus les chiffres rapetissent, plus les ondes ralentissent. 7, 6, 5, à mi-chemin entre l'état de relaxation et l'état hypnotique. 4, 3, à deux pas d'une transe, une transe hypnotique. 2, 1.
Now we begin.
Who, whom, whose. Glossary. From whom, who said so. To hear, heard, heard. A mock exam. From, origin. A little bird told me to reveal my sources, to mean those, a rumor, again, anyway, glad, to run into, last night, to listen to, a radio show, about, to refer to, previous, first, to fly across the Atlantic, on a plane, indeed, all alone, a flight, to last, I did it, his private life, apparently, a few years, later, comparative form for late, a son, whose, to make the headlines, at the time, a ransom, was paid, was found dead, murdered, the century. It made kidnapping a crime punishable by the death penalty. Must have plus past participle. Actually, to accuse oneself, to get publicity, certainly. Apart from that, on board. That's what makes it an exploit. But also, non-stop. One's dark side. Two. But. Another. Grammar. Who, whom, whose. Who. Who refers to a person, human being, or different people? You can ask questions or you can give details regarding the subject. Example. Who is this lady? This lady is a woman who works as a ballet dancer. Who are they? They are the ones who built this house. Whom? Whom is a version of who. When who is preceded by a preposition, it becomes whom. It is the object form of who, and is not very common to use. Example. To whom it may concern. The man whom she met is Dutch. James is the one from whom I received love letters. Whom are you looking at? We usually omit it when unnecessary. The man she met is Dutch. James is the one I received love letters from. We reduce it to who in today's English, standard English. Who are you looking at? Whose. Whose means belonging to whom. It is before a noun in a question, between two nouns in other statements. Example. Whose umbrella is it? Whose sunglasses are these? I see a child whose bag is green. Rule. I know a man whose wife is an actress. Whose is used to link two elements. The first element is the owner, or element in reference, and the second element is the belonging or possession. From whom. And now, a dialogue between Sarah and Wentworth. From whom? Who said so? I heard there will be a mock exam today.
From whom? Who said so?
A little bird told me. Well, I cannot reveal my sources. I mean, I heard it from different people who heard it from other people.
It is one of those rumors again.
Anyway, I'm glad to run into you. Last night, I listened to a radio show about whom you referred to in a previous lesson.
Who was it?
The man who first flew across the Atlantic on a plane.
That person whom you're referring to is Charles Lindbergh.
Indeed.
He was alone on board. That's what makes it an exploit. But also...
I remember. You said it was a non-stop flight from New York to Paris, which lasted 33 hours.
Exactly. He said he had to fight against sleep. Do you remember what he said on arrival at the airport of Bourget?
I do. It was, well, I did it.
He was a great aviator.
On the show, they referred to his private life. Apparently, a few years later, his son, whose name was Charles Lindbergh Jr., was kidnapped.
That made the headlines at the time.
They said that a ransom was paid. Sadly, the child was found dead. He had been murdered on the day he was kidnapped.
This was considered the crime of the century, and it made kidnapping a crime punishable by the death penalty.
It must have been horrible. A lot of people actually accused themselves of the crime.
To get publicity, certainly.
They said he was never the same after his son's murder.
To get publicity, certainly. Apart from that, Charles Lindbergh and his dark side too, but that's another story. Apart from that, Charles Lindbergh had his dark side too, but that's another story.
The next part is a repetition sequence. We invite you to repeat each of the suggested phrases one by one.
Now we begin. Sarah, I heard there will be a mock exam today. Wentworth, from whom? Who said so? Sarah, a little bird told me. Well, I cannot reveal my sources. I mean, I heard it from different people who heard it from other people. Wentworth, is it one of those rumors again? Sarah, anyway, I'm glad to run into you. Last night, I listened to a radio show about whom you referred to in a previous lesson. Wentworth, who was it? Sarah, the man who first flew across the Atlantic on a plane. Wentworth, the person whom you're referring to is Charles Lindbergh. Sarah, indeed. Wentworth, he was alone on board. That's what makes it an exploit, but also... Sarah, I remember. You said it was non-stop flight from New York to Paris, which lasted 33 hours. Wentworth, Exactly. He said he had to fight against sleep. Do you remember what he said on arrival at Aéroport de Bourget? Sarah, I do. It was, well, I did it. Wentworth, he was a great aviator. Sarah, on the show, they referred to his private life. Apparently, a few years later, his son, whose name was Charles Lindbergh Jr., was kidnapped. Wentworth, that made the headlines at the time. Sarah, they said that a ransom was paid. Sadly, the child was found dead. He had been murdered on the day he was kidnapped. Wentworth, this was considered the crime of the century. And it made kidnapping a crime punishable by the death penalty. Sarah, it must have been horrible. A lot of people actually accused themselves of the crime. Wentworth, to get publicity, certainly. Sarah, they said he was never the same after his son's murder. Wentworth, to get publicity, certainly. Apart from that, Charles Lindbergh had his dark side too, but that's another story. This lesson is now over.
You start to return to a full awakening state. When I say the number 10, you will be completely de-hypnotized. 1. 2. You feel an energizing sensation browse your body. 3. 4. You wake up slowly. Your breathing is natural. 5. 6. You take a deep breath. 7. 8. You move your hands, your feet, your legs. You stretch your body. 9. 10. Gently lift your eyelids. You open your eyes. And you're now completely de-hypnotized.